Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:14 and a half. Quickly to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. J.P., how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm okay. I don't know if you heard or not, but I was just talking about a reporter at WDSU-TV that posted a video of the mayor at a budget meeting from August 8th. Courtney Williams is her name, and this goes to the mayor wanting to reject reality and substituting her own, where somebody submitted a card. The staff changed the question. Then the guy said, no, that's not what I asked at all. And he had the original card, and she told him to sit down or at least had him escorted out. She said it was her town hall meeting. You look at Tan Trung, what he's reporting now, confirming what Captain Glasser told us last week about Public Integrity Bureau. And I don't know who was the first to use the phrase consent decree on steroids, and the PIB more concerned with their careers than they are with the department as a whole. Does the mayor have any basis with reality, or is she trying to morph reality into her vision? And I don't see that working out so well.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of us were very concerned when at her latest press conference about the police, she talked about going to roll calls and listening to what police had to say. And her solution to morale was allowing officers to wear shorts, wear baseball caps, and paint their nails. Mm-hmm. When we knew just from the exit interviews, like Glasser said, and like Trump covered, that's not at all what they need. The support they need is to not be over-policed by PIB on mundane things. And mind you, in that same breath, the number one thing they targeted in those exit interviews was cronyism and special treatment. Mm-hmm. And as we've seen, if you're in upper management, or if you know people, or if you're a former PIB officer, they get treated very differently than the average cop. And that preferential treatment, that cronyism, that is part of what makes officers leave the force. And when the mayor had her press conference and did not acknowledge what officers who were leaving the force were saying, and instead kind of presented an alternative reality where if officers got to wear shorts with baseball caps and kind of that was going to solve all the problems. I mean, I have to imagine for those officers that sat through all those roll calls, it was very disheartening for someone to hear firsthand what they needed and then just ignore it.
I agree. I think it did more harm than it did good. And when you look at this card thing that's going on, however minor it may be, it just, to me, cements that, yes, that's what's going on. She doesn't want to deal with reality. She thinks that she can change it into what she wants it to be and that people will automatically reject reality and accept her version of it, and that's not the way it's going to work. So some of what they say in the exit interviews of police officers is that, you know what, I'm out here basically on an island. They got maybe four cops covering the entire district. Who knows about backup? That being said, as a council member, as a citizen of New Orleans, you got to be concerned, as does everybody, because if she's not even acknowledging the problem, there is no reasonable expectation that the attrition on the police department is going to end and that we're not going to continue to lose officers. How do you see this ending? Because I don't know.
Well, I will tell you that during that same day she scheduled the press conference, which she scheduled during the city council meeting, Councilmember Harris actually had a bill on PIB reform that we passed without the mayor's support. I had a bill with data transparency, making all the agencies give us their raw data so we could see what performance metrics they were meeting or not meeting, which we passed without the mayor's support. Councilmember Moreno passed legislation that allows for the civilianization of the police department to take pressure off officers for for mundane tasks that can be done by civilians, which we passed without administrative support. So the council's still doing what it needs to do, but I think it's really important to cite what was on that card. What the resident tried to ask Tommy was, with all of the money that we give NOPD, and realize right now NOPD cash-wise if you combine the budgets of every law enforcement agency in the greater New Orleans area, talking about Jefferson, St. Bernard, Gretna, Westwego, Kenner, all their budgets together, the NOPD budget is greater than all of them combined. What the resident asked is, with how much money we give NOPD and the way we keep spending money the same way, why are outcomes better? The question was changed into a less straightforward question about, do you think NOPD is adequately funded? And what made the resident very upset was he had a very specific question.
Well,
that required a very specific answer.
To be clear, what the question was changed to are, what steps are in progress to hire and retain more police? And that's completely different.
That's correct.
Go ahead,
it's JP. Completely different.
Yeah.
And I mean, to your point, in real time, that's like altering reality.
Exactly.
Rather than addressing that, if we spent money the correct way, if we did what's necessary to actually retain officers, we don't need more money, Tom. It's not a money problem at this point. NOPD operates with a surplus. It's a leadership issue. It's a leadership issue from the very top as to prioritizing addressing the concerns that are facing officers, regular officers, to try and get them to stay. It's about having accountability in the department where when things go horrifically wrong, rather than having PR guys say there's nothing to see here, saying, yes, this bad thing happened, and here's what we're going to do to fix it. I mean, there is this whole idea that the emperor has clothes, and in this case, if the emperor is the leadership at NOPD, they're buck naked at this point. There's nothing there.
Yeah, we got to take a break. Let me just, again, point out that for people that think, well, it'll be over soon, it won't be over soon because she was just sworn in for a second term in January of this year. Not even a year ago, so she got 3 years and, 4 months to go on her term. So something needs to be done here. I can't even begin to imagine what it's going to look like going at this rate 4 years from now. 7:21 more with J.P. Moreau when we return. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to New Orleans City Council member J.P. Moreau. About the mayor's apparent rejection of reality and wanting to substitute her own, and also that she's only not even through the first year of her second term, so this is going to go on for quite some time. How much can the council do to fix what's wrong with NOPD and the other things in the city?
Well, I mean, I think with NOPD, where we've seen the most movement is just continuing to keep the pressure of accountability to show that, A, the changes that are being done are not sufficient to actually address the lack of officers. I mean, we actually have worked with civil service to put metrics in just to measure how many officers will actually stay when the mayor's one-time bonus kicks in, because many veteran officers have told me, if you give them a $30,000 lump sum in there and drop, they're gone. Mm-hmm. So we're tracking that. We're tracking outcomes because obviously as we continue to pour money into the department, we have to make sure it's actually, you know, effectively fighting crime. But personally, I'm going to continue to push for accountability at the highest levels because when I talk to everyday officers, their biggest concern is that if the leadership of NOPD absent the mayor is not willing to step up and do what's necessary to change the trajectory, it doesn't matter whether we're in the consent decree or not. If you look at those exit surveys, Tommy, mm-hmm. No one mentioned the consent decree. They mentioned the management. And when the mayor kind of made the entire defense of saving NOPD on the consent decree, on the judge, and did not mention the culpability of leadership at NOPD and their failure to lead, that was completely demoralizing for officers who were like, okay, you're just going to be same old,
totally agree.
So we're all gone.
Yep. So when do these bonuses drop, JP? Because I think that's very notable that it could have an unintended consequence of, okay, well, if you really want to get people to leave, give them a one-time bonus where they're really comfortable to go somewhere else, right? I mean, that could be the end result of this?
I believe so, and those bonuses are supposed to kick in May of next year. There's an effort by the mayor to move those up to March, but like I said, at the end of the day, if you don't have actual pay raises, cost of living increases, which every other department in the entire state gets, and you continue to do these lump sums or one-time payments, you're not really addressing the underlying issue, which is NOPD the city of New Orleans, all of its employees, they're the only city employees in the entire state of Louisiana that do not get cost of living increases. And with inflation on the horizon, you really are creating an environment where no one wants to work here, including NOPD officers.
So again, looking forward, you know, we're not through year one of her first term. They got three more years after this. She refuses to acknowledge what the real problems at NOPD are. The council can only do so much. How concerned are you about what next year is going to look like? You know, Captain Glasser told us, he said 6 months from now we'd be talking about X amount of officers. Ago he said that, and that's exactly what it turned out to be. So looking forward, JP, how concerned are you? I mean, this is like reaching critical mass, is it not? If it hasn't already.
I think for many people in the business community, it has not hit critical mass yet. They're still very hopeful. And for what reason, I don't know. But what I will tell you is this. We are past the Pennington moment. The Pennington moment was, I think, at the beginning of this last term, to go nationally and find a well-qualified officer, a leader who's not from the city, who's not beholden to all the issues in the department.
Because who would want the job, right? Because who would want the job?
I think the challenge you run into is the longer we wait, the fewer officers, the more problematic the department gets. I think there's going to come a point, Tommy, where no one would take the job. Right now, we're not there yet. I think if we went for a national search, we'd find a qualified person. But there is a point you get to where if the department is down to 600, 500 officers, if morale is that low, if the citizens of the city have just checked out on NOPD, it gets really hard to recruit someone to come in and say, I want to right that ship. Get the ships half sunk.
Thank you, JP. Appreciate your time as always. JP Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. We'll talk to Christian Garrick about the Saints when we come back at a training camp update.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.